there. Another day down at the Revolutionary War Park Center. A little overcast and misty today. I think it's January 24th, 2023. And last night, January 23rd, was a meeting of the Kershaw County Council. And boy, I'm telling you what, they had a full house last night. And everybody dressed in their nice clothes and all that. Yep. Place was packed. Had a lot of big wheelers in there. Marty Daniels and her brother and a bunch of the highfaluters, you know, them do-gooders. Like the war park and like everybody to be taxing and you know, pay for this stuff. And same thing with the swamp park. They were all for the swamp park. They were all for the travel baseball fields and Woodard Park, that kind of thing. But these socialist do-gooders now, when it comes to something that's gonna affect them, something that's gonna change their little lifestyle of the rich and famous, they get a little bit upset. Well, the big topic last night was the expansion of 521 from Sumter to Camden, you know, the four lane and all. And the Council of Government's doing a feasibility study because it's in the plans, it's in the future. And these people didn't like it. So they came out in droves. And they spoke and spoke and spoke. There was 18 people signed up. And 17 out of the 18 were talking about the expansion of 521 and how it's going to disturb the heritage of the area. And you know, there was a lot of Indians around, and you know, these families have been farming this area for since before the Revolution, y'all. And we don't want to upset that. It's not necessary. They can go somewhere else and all. You know what's funny? The hypocrisy last night was dripping from the ceilings. These people have no problem directing other people's money, taxes, to go to other pet projects that they like. But when it comes to their backyard, hell no, get away. And ladies and gentlemen, last night, Jimmy Jones just sucked up to these people like you wouldn't believe. And so did Katie. Russell Brazel came in and made all kinds of there's going to be a road sometimes, and you better get used to it, but I understand how you feel, and I want to compromise, and they did resoluting and all kinds of stuff. There's nothing they can do to stop it, but they were going to resolute, but they didn't resolute, and they put it off for about a month. So in a couple more meetings, they're going to bring it back up again and see if they can resolute and compromise and all that, because these rich people's upset, y'all. They don't give a shit about you and me. No, it's their lifestyle. They agree. Then Jimmy Jones brought up the public comments again, and only one person was there to speak. I didn't go last night. Didn't see the use in it. What am I going to tell them? Am I going to tell them anything at all? County Council has become such a joke this central planning nonsense business about governing for the greater good. Well, the greater good is roads. Greater good. Russell Browder gave a nice speech about that. But in the end, they defeated even Jimmy Jones, who came back groveling. Oh, I didn't mean that it was about free speech. I just wanted it to be limited a little bit, but not a whole lot. And now he wants to say they're going to interact with us. We can ask a question, and they have the right. They have the right to answer. He said he's going to allow us to speak and allow us to ask questions. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're preparing this week's Liberty Report on a four-hour meeting of babbling bullshit and whining nimpies. Not in my backyard. Stay tuned. Liberty Report coming soon. Till next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?